as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Good day intro. We are back again for Wednesday, the 27th of March. When I say we, it is Ken and Roberta. Richie's off. He'll be back tomorrow. Jennifer next week. We have now been joined by Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of our medical experts here on the Good Day program. He is a certified, board-certified NUCCA chiropractor. NUCCA fixes your neck. And the first question he always asks me is, how are you doing? And I'm actually doing quite well, except I had a six-hour plane ride last night coming back out to L.A. and fell asleep in the... I haven't had a lot of sleep the last couple of... the last 4 or 5 days because we have this new crowdfunding effort that's attached to the program. We're all working on it. So I maybe slept 2 or 3 hours a night the last... last weekend. So on the plane last night, I went right to sleep. And I had a pillow behind my head, and I sat on a pillow. I tried something new, because I normally wake up after having slept for a couple hours, maybe on the plane. And you know your neck, when you turn it around, or you maybe slumps over. And even though the seat went back quite a bit, it didn't go. It's not a flat seat, so you're still subject to, even if you can bend the top of it around a little bit, Jack, you're still subject to that noodling on your neck. So I woke up, and it's a funny, strange feeling. How many of you have done this? You wake up, and you almost can't feel your head. Your neck is so out of whack. It's like the neck falls asleep. You know that term, your hands fall asleep or your feet fall asleep? It's like your neck has fallen asleep, and it takes a while for the blood to circulate in there. And I guess I wonder sometimes as I think about it, if blood's not getting to my neck, what the heck's going on in my head?
Right? Yes, now the evidence comes forth.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No, when you go into deep sleep, regardless of what position you're in, when you go into deep sleep, even on an airplane, the muscles completely relax. And so depending on what is or what is not supporting the head can start stretching ligaments. And sometimes if you have something thick underneath your neck and you're sitting up a little bit backwards or half lying down, depending on where you're sitting, you can get a tractioning effect of the head pulling on those ligaments, so they're stretched when you wake up. They're a little spastic, and then the muscles are trying to rebalance everything, and it can take a day or two after a heavy session of that even to start feeling normal again, but usually within an hour or two you're back up and running around just fine.
Right, yeah, it doesn't affect you. It just feels strange, like you almost can't move your neck around. So something is not anything you can do to avoid it other than just don't fall asleep on a plane. But that's sometimes because the air is different. They almost fix it. I know this has been a controversy for a long time, whether you actually are breathing in air that is aimed at getting you to go to sleep, because it's easier to deal with passengers who are asleep. And I think there is actually something to that. I don't know.
You have a higher altitude than you're normally used to. I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah,
you're whether you're in Massachusetts,
40,
that's right.
Yeah, right.
And so the cabin altitude is about 12,000 to 15,000 when you're flying nearly 40,000.
Right. They pressurize it to 10,000 feet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you're used to sea level, regardless of
yes.
the seasons. You're used
yeah.
to sea level.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think about it that way. That's actually very interesting. I've never thought about it.
That's why I'm here. Anyway,
yeah, I know it is. Thank you, Jack. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Check out his forbidden doctor info that he's passing around. Lots of really important info health-wise. Let me talk about Roberta. I'm going to put Roberta on the spot now.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta has, you had a separated septum or something, or what did you, a broken
I had
nose?
A deviated septum
deviated
in my nose,
septum.
Yes.
All right. So why is it after something like that happens, Jack, what goes on inside a person's nose? Do you not breathe as well? Are you trying to breathe more? Do you just breathe more loudly? Because I tease Roberta because I can hear her breathing. And so I worry about her a little bit because I'm wondering, is she getting all the oxygen in the air that she needs into her system after something like a deviated septum? What do you have to be careful of?
Well, you know, you mean after surgery or if you're born that way?
Well, were you born that way, Roberta?
No,
because
I've
almost everybody is.
I've had surgery to correct it.
It's a very, very common thing. With all the x-rays I've taken, you know, in nearly 20 years, I've taken nearly 100,000 films and of the head from different directions of 14, 15,000 patients. And I always, almost, I have never, to this day, I have never seen a perfectly straight, balanced septum, which separates both sides of the nasal cavities. Mm-hmm. And all the air comes back together again in the back anyway. The septum is to give strength and resiliency to the bones of the in the front of the face. And so the air goes in one nostril, air goes in the other nostril, but back 2 or 3 inches, they come back together before they go down into the windpipe. And that septum, that division between those two sections, I have never, ever seen a perfectly straight one. I've seen some that approximate it. But in some people, it can actually bow off to one side further than the other.
Really?
And, you know, we just, when you're born that way, and unless it's really, you know, seriously pathological, you don't know anything different than anybody else.
With Roberta, everything's pathological.
You know, you grow up like that. Any type of deficiency inside the body,
you compensate.
You don't
know
about it. Until you have some real concrete change that you can experience something different, you don't know that there's anything wrong or strange. You may have an extra vertebra. You may have one kidney. You know. The heart may be in a slightly different place than it is in most other people. You never know this stuff till the inside of the body is imaged or pathology develops. And sometimes the septum can be so deviated that it can seriously affect your breathing when you sleep. So
it's something to be aware of. And I just wonder, because I hear her and her breathing seems to be louder, whether that's good or bad or something that, other than it being annoying. Does she have to go do something about it? Is she losing some valuable air or oxygen channels?
No, usually not. The body will compensate for it.
Yeah. All right. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day. In a moment, we're going to talk about the continuing epidemic, the stories that are in the news today about people. For example, there's a lot of attention being given to a couple who decided 2 years ago that they were too fat and they lost 500 pounds over the last 2 years between them. Is that healthy? Is that good? What happens if you do it too fast? And then the story about people riding horses that are too fat. This is a continuing conversation, the obesity epidemic in our country. So that focus next to help you out here on Good Day. One of the things that Jack talks about and Dr. Ken talk about, and your doctor should be talking about it, is the cholesterol level. Sometimes people agree that it's important to have the numbers together. It's separated, HDL, LDL, all that stuff. But there's no question that cholesterol is a problem. When you look at how heart disease, a stroke, that sort of thing, kills more people in our country than anything else. The one way to lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, that has basically been proven foolproof, is to use Cardiol. Cardiol is the way for you. One capsule a day, over 30 days, lowers the bad cholesterol, helps the good cholesterol, and looks out for your triglycerides. You need a blood test. And the folks at Cardiol are giving away cholesterol starter kits. Every once in a while, I'll tell you on air, be the fifth caller, and you'll get a free cholesterol starter kit. But they have them available also for purchase at $89.95, and they are very, very important, especially if you are worried, if you have cholesterol problems. You ought to have this test so you can take your blood, just a couple of drops of blood, and get it analyzed right away. For now, the way for you to deal with your cholesterol problems once you figure it out is to get started on a free month of Cardiol, and you do that by dialing 888-809-6424. One pill a day, tested, certified, free of contaminants, endorsed by me because I've been on these things for well over a year, and they brought my cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, down. So you call 888-809-6424. And ask for the free 30-day trial. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. Or you can also call and find out about the cholesterol starter kit that they have. The two of them sort of go hand in hand. Cardiol, the way to lower your problems with cholesterol and triglycerides, 888-809-6424.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Roberta and Jack and I are talking about weight. It's an issue that we visit way too often, but it's very important. We were talking earlier, Jack, about horses and the relationship that riders now have to horses. How many more people are getting bucked off of horses because they're just too big and the horses are fed up and the mind of their own. They had to toss the rider off. And then there are stories like this black couple from I'm not sure exactly what city. They're not from New York, but I think they're from North Dakota. They weighed collectively about 750 pounds, close to 800 pounds, actually. They decided 2 years ago to lose 500 pounds collectively, and they're pretty much on their way. What does that do to the system when you're that overweight?
You mean when your collective weight is over 700 pounds?
Yeah, if you're two people and they weigh 300 pounds apiece, what the hell?
You get a lot of organ compression. You get high blood pressure. You get the body has a very sensitive fluid balance system that works throughout the body in the movement of lymph, in the movement of blood. You know, it's just like, you know, a garden hose. When the water's coming out of the faucet there on the side of the house, there's a lot of pressure. By the time it gets to the end, if you're bleeding off to different areas, because you're one of those watering strip kind of things, the same thing. You know, the blood coming out of the heart has a tremendous amount of pressure on it. When it gets to the final capillary bed destinations at the end of that road, the pressure drops considerably. And then when you are morbidly obese and you've got tissue pushing against tissue, you have organs being congested, the blood pressure goes up even more. But you're not getting sufficient oxygenation of some very sensitive tissues.
What happens if you use nitric oxide? To open up the capillaries and veins.
Yeah, it's supposed to cause distension and dilation of the walls of the arteries. And apparently that is still under research, but apparently it's showing some positive benefits. But your body will make that. Mm-hmm. Now, you could take additional amounts, but your body, if it's given sufficient nutritional support, will produce that by itself.
Mm, interesting. All right, lots of good info. Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com.
The
freeze-dry guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the freeze-dry guy has assembled the necessities unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is that of a Japanese singer who's created a fantastic video singing all the parts for vocals and instruments. This is one singer doing Michael Jackson's Thriller. You can listen to it, but you can't possibly imagine what it looks like unless you check out the video itself, which is on the homepage, the big video box at the center at DougStephan.com. Crank it up, Michael. It's supposed to mean night. This is him in the background doing all of the sounds, too. It's all been tracked. Until the moonlight. Pretty cool. I see a sight that almost touched my heart. Thanks, Roberta. You tremble. You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
It really is. You saw the breeze. And punch you right between the eyes. Your very light. Come on, real life. Ain't no one gonna save you from the bishop by the strength. You know it's real life. Your body for your life. Acapella version, a capsule version of Michael Jackson's Thriller, our video of the day at DougStephan.com. Who was the voice? Was it Victor? No, it wasn't Victor. Who was the voice?
Vincent Price,
that was it. I was listening to this in an elevator the other day, and I was trying to remember Vincent. I was going to Victor, come on, who is this? Who is that?
Apparently when he did it, he had no idea what it was for. They just brought him in the studio and said, could you read this?
Yeah.
He didn't realize that it was going to go into the song.
Right, exactly. All right. Next few minutes after, well, let's see, about 33 or 34 past the hour, we're going to welcome Tracy Lords to Good Day. How many people know who she is? Raise your hands, please.
Hello.
Tracy Lords.
I do.
You know who she is. Kenny, Roberta, you know who she is.
I know who she is.
You do know who she is. Okay. She's originally from Steubenville, Ohio, and has
that
recorded...
Town.
Yes. She's recorded a song called Stupidville, and she wants to talk about the song and her experiences growing up in Steubenville, Ohio. I will tell you one thing. Mm. There is sad connection between her and what her experiences were when she was growing up there. She and her mother both went through the same thing that the 16-year-old girl went through in Steubenville.
And how it affected her life.
I'm going to guess that she will talk. Yeah, it's got to have affected her. So Tracy Lord's joining us in a moment or two. In the meantime, from today's show at DougStephan.com, everything you've always wanted to know about wasting time in the office. How many people really, really, really are focused all the time on what's going on with work? Or is it like you waste time talking to the boss, you talk to your friends? There's a survey, Salary.com released their latest survey on how people waste time at work. Do you interrupt your job duties to read even something like this? How many of you are filling out last-minute March Madness brackets? Do you know, I saw something, Kenny, that March Madness costs like hundreds of millions of dollars in productivity every year. During March. So anyway, the survey is there. How much time do you spend following your own Facebook page? Or are you tweeting at work? Do you realize how you're robbing your boss and the company of time? How many of you go outside and smoke during regular working hours? All right, so today's poll at DougStephan.com. How do you waste time at work? It's not if you do, because we all know you do. A, talking with coworkers. I waste 4 or 5 hours a day talking with my coworkers every day on this program.
Me too.
B, surfing the internet. C, texting. D, checking on social media. E, personal phone calls. No. F, shopping online. That's Roberta. G, I do not waste time at work. I'll be very interested to see how the percentages break out on this tomorrow when we give you the results. The poll on DougStephan.com at 28 past the hour.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This weekend, while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like Vulcan instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Good day, turn this house, we'll free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine.
Good now 33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Many of you know the name Tracy Lords, and some people snicker when they hear her name because she started out as a very provocative video star, shall I? That's as nice as, that's about the best
as,
way
to as an adult actress.
Yeah, an adult actress. That's mm-hmm. a very good way of putting it. Also was in Penthouse magazine a lot. Later became a television actress in a lot of B-movies, that sort of thing. And she's a singer of sorts. So as she is from Steubenville, Ohio, she wants to talk about her experience as a child there, because both she and her mother, according to a book that she wrote, her autobiography that came out a few years ago, went through the same thing that this 16-year-old girl did, only they were younger when it happened. And so what's going on in Steubenville? What's going on in towns like this all over Ohio or all over the Midwest or all over these states like Ohio and Florida and Texas that are so crazy about football? We'll find out that story and more of Tracy's story in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Longer days and warmer weather means spring is here. That also means it's time for annual spring cleaning. And one product helps do it all. Plan to cover every area of your home, inside and out, efficiently and effectively. With the new Arm & Hammer Baking Soda 5-pound resealable bag. With easy-to-store, water-resistant packaging and resealable closure, the new 5-pound bag is the ultimate in cleaning convenience. And each bag includes a scoop, ensuring quick and easy dosing. Best of all, it can be used throughout the entire house, in the kitchen, safely clean food prep areas, fresh in upholstery and carpet, in the living room and bathroom.
I've been running with the crazies my whole life. I've been pushing up the daisies. I'm still all right. I've been bullied into silence inside out. I've been promising a diamond to myself.
Well, there's the new song from Tracy Lords. It's called Stupidville. Tracy is here with us on the Good Day program to talk about a lot of events that are similar, sadly, to the ones we've been talking about here in the last few weeks. Those two high school football players from Steubenville, Ohio, what they did to that 16-year-old girl. And it turns out that Tracy Lords comes from Steubenville, Ohio. And what sort of coincidence is that, given the circumstances that brought you into probably a different life? Tracy, welcome to Good Day.
Oh, thank you so much.
You recorded this song when and why?
A few weeks back, I started getting lots of tweets and emails and just inquiries from fans and friends both saying, have you heard about what happened in Steubenville and what do you think of it? Because they knew that I was, you know, born in Steubenville, Ohio. And in 2004, in my book, Underneath It All, I wrote about being raped there when I was 10 years old. So, you know, it took me a moment. At first, it took my breath away at the just how horrific this was and the fact that it was involving, you know, young people like this and just the images I think that a lot of us saw of this girl being taken from place to place, you know, basically half naked, being carried like an animal or something through the streets, and no one did anything. And so I just thought, wow, I've spent a lot of time trying to forget about what happened to me in Ohio. Do I want to step in the middle of this firestorm? And at the end of the day, I could not say something because it is still happening, and rape is such a global issue, not just in little towns like Steubenville, Ohio, but, you know, throughout the world, the planet. And if you're talking about India, you're talking about, you know, our men and women in the military, to this new rape case in New York City. And, you know, the question is, you know, this is the first generation of kids that's really growing up with the social media that we have and the access to pornography that they have. And, you know, how is this shaping and taking effect, and what can I do to, and just give voice to it and say, wow, we as parents really need to be seriously in check, and talking to our kids in this conversation needs to be so much bigger, because it's just, you know, it's just epic what's happening.
Tracy Lords is an actress, a producer, director, writer, singer. You may remember her for her first appearances when she was not old enough, but still got into some videos that you probably now, when you look back on it, although maybe there was something that came out of it that was good, your appearances in Penthouse Magazine. Later on, you became more of what some people call a legitimate actress. So the stuff that happened to you in Steubenville, you were 10 years old, I've read, when you had your experience. And this was at the hands of whom, and did you know, and how did that all, what happened after this horrible incident?
I was a 10-year-old girl, and I was walking home from school. I wasn't at a party. I wasn't, you know, it was just a random thing that happened, and it was an older boy. And, you know, this completely shaped my life, and I think that, you know, rape and violence toward women, it again, men, it can destroy you no matter what. But I think when you're talking about children, it's really, really, it does something to your brain. It warps your sense. You don't know what to do with it. And I definitely believe that, you know, having had that happen to me at such a young age, I was the perfect candidate for just kind of being the out of control teenager with all the angst and the rebellion and the twisted sort of sense of what sex was and what people wanted and how I was supposed to behave. And like a lot of rape victims, I was afraid to speak to my parents about it. I was afraid to tell anybody because I was afraid that, you know, he would come back and kill me as he said he would, or that, you know, that I would be blamed for it. And actually, in school, I was. So it's all of that stuff was reinforced, and it put me on a really destructive path. It wasn't until I was 18 and really started to, you know, hit my own rock bottom and try to figure out what was going on and ended up doing some serious therapy that I realized, wow, I've got a lot of stuff that I need to deal with. So, I mean, that's what Stupidville is about. That's what this song that I wrote is about. It's not out for sale at the moment. It's, you can watch it for free on YouTube if you Googled Stupidville YouTube, or you could go to my site, TracyLords.com, and watch it. And I just think that for people that don't necessarily spend their time in social media and don't have a lot of time to read papers or watch the news, that, you know, maybe music can speak to some of those people. I hope that it brings just a more awareness to this, you know, issue.
You know, as I read the story, you have an autobiography that came out in 2004 in which you disclose that your mother told you that she had been raped as well as a child. And you think about...
Actually, that happened recently. In my book, I talk about, you know, what happened to me in Ohio. It was when this case came down about, what was it, 4 or 5 weeks ago now, that I had the conversation with my mom about Ohio, and she said that she shared with me that, yeah, it had happened to her there, too. And, I mean, there were many things about that that really blew my mind. One, that, I mean, how could I not know that this happened to my mom, too? And then, you know, she's 65 years old. It's like, wow, how could you never have told me this? But it goes back to exactly what we're talking about, in that it is such a traumatic thing, and it is such a personal thing. Some rape victims never tell anybody.
Right.
You know, even my own mother, it took her till, you know, this point in her life, and having this conversation open for her to share that with me. So I just think it's a pretty powerful, you know, it's one of those moments that, you know, really hit me about this.
One of the things that bothers me, I went to school in Ohio. I'm from Massachusetts, but I went to Heidelberg University up in Tiffin, and I knew some kids were from Steubenville and that whole area down along the river there, and frankly, I visited some of those towns when I was in school, and I remember actually dating somebody when I was in college who was a high school senior when I was a freshman, and the discussion in these small towns was always basically about the same thing and what was going on Friday night and Saturday night, because there was nothing going on. This was what sort of became an activity, and
yes,
it was pretty disgusting. And when you think about it, not much has changed generation after generation after generation. It's the same kind of thing that seems to be A-okay with the people who run the football team, the people who run the town. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, as you said, it's been going on for several decades. I mean, even more now. And I think it's time for these boys to stop thinking of young girls as sport. It's completely and totally unacceptable, and we all need to scream it from the tops of the roofs.
Yeah. So, and now we fast forward to 2013. What are you doing now? What sort of project? Where would we see you or find you other than the YouTube video called Stupidville, which is also at Tracy Lords, TracyLords.com. What else is Tracy Lords doing?
Well, I'm creating new music. I'm signed to Sea to Sun Records, and you know that's a great thing. I've got a film coming out later on this summer, Devil May Call, and you know it's I've made a nice life just doing like independence and films and horror. And I had a film last year that went to Sundance that got me my best reviews of my career.
Good.
And I have a beautiful 5-year-old son, and you know he really is my first priority.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing person, and You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm all of those things. It's a full plate.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard some people who have criticized you, given what your history was or what you did first to become well known. It really bothers me that people, again, I guess we're talking about two different things, but yet they're the same, and how people can be so judgmental, and because you may have had a past in movies that were not to the liking or taste of some people, that gives you no credibility. I think it gives you, your experience gives you all the credibility in the world.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I agree with you, and I think that, you know, it baffles me that people can't see the correlation between the two things. I mean, this is not about me, and the bottom line is I don't care if they like me. I just want them to hear me, because this is a global problem. It's a huge issue, and hopefully there will be those that won't be the stupid in Stupidville that right. will pay attention.
All right, as we finish our conversation with Tracy Lords, we'll go out with the same song we came in with. Again, you can watch it on YouTube. On YouTube, it's called Stupidville. Tracy Lords here on Good Day. Tracy, good luck in your continuing career.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Around mid-August 2012, a party took place in a small...
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I am what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6 per set. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, now we have that was a pretty interesting conversation with Tracy Lords, and it'll be posted as a podcast. We have a number of things that we post. You can listen to the whole program every day at DougStephan.com, download it. But, Michael, how long does it take you to get those posted in the box? What do you call the box? Is
that the audio highlight
the
section.
The audio highlight section. How long before that gets posted at DougStephan.com?
Give me a few minutes.
That's very technical.
Considering I'm the only one here, give me a few minutes.
Give me a couple minutes. All right, we'll do that. Meanwhile, in the next couple of minutes, we'll focus on Wendy Williams, who goes out to the audience on her program. I dig her, actually. There's always a great question or two every day from the audience members. And this one is a question about how to get a husband to not argue with her in front of the children. Listen. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to push another button, pull another string.
I love my husband very much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye.
Uh-huh.
And my question is, how can I get him to stop snapping at me in front of my children?
Divorce him.
Well, snapping back doesn't work, and I know there are a lot of people who believe in tit for tat. Well, snapping and demeaning you are two different things. Is he, like, being disrespectful to you in front of your kids?
No, it just has that edge and tone I just don't like. You know, it's kind of, he's Italian. He's got a little temper.
Yeah. Talk to him about it
yeah.
in private. Because, you know, what kids want is divide and conquer. So, as parents, we always have to be, yeah. it's us against them. Mm-hmm. We're not on the same side. So I would talk to your husband privately. when he's not in a snappy mood.
Yes.
And tell him, you know, listen, there's a more diplomatic way to handle talking to one another when we're in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Now, when we want to go at it for real, then we wait until they're in the bed, we go out to the garage, get in the car, and fight it out.
All right, so how's that for advice? What do you think, Roberta?
It's not bad.
Would you, do you ever have that problem with your husband?
Not really.
No.
No, we just don't talk, period.
Period. That's, we solved the problem by not talking about it. Kenny, I can't imagine that you and Lisa have arguments like that in front of your children.
No, we have occasionally argued about the children, but not in front of them.
Really? Okay. And do the children, they wouldn't pit one against the other in that relationship, would they?
No, they tried when I first got here, but...
Really?
But after that didn't work.
You straightened it right out. That's an interesting social issue, I think. How do you handle this when you and your husband get into it in front of your children? Food for thought from Good Day. 51 past the hour now.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 Com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, can't you see the morning after?
Chucker's now very excited because it's the theme from his favorite movie of all time. The Poseidon Adventure won the Oscar for Best Song, this song, The Morning After, by Maureen McGovern, from the Oscar show Academy Awards on this date, 1973. So there you go, Chuck. You're feeling wonderfully vanquished, probably.
I do.
Moment,
you know, right? I have to be honest. Anything Poseidon Adventure related, I get goosebumps. That is the truth.
Exciting, exciting, exciting. All right, so let's stay with the Oscar performance. Let's stay with the Oscar and the 1973 show and bring you the Best Picture. The contest today is about the Best Picture Oscar winner from 1973. We're going to give you three excerpts from the movie. You'll be able to, I'm guessing, pick some sharp person or two or three or four. We'll pick it out the first moment they hear it. It's 888-302-3684 then, the number to call to identify this movie.
Don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again, ever.
Got it, Chucker?
Mm. Yeah, I got it. Just to let people know that the movie was released in 1972, but the Oscar was presented in 1973.
Okay, so it's a 72 movie. All right, good. That's a good point to make. Kenny, you get it already or not?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Well, that's right, too, because you came up with it. I keep forgetting Kenny's on a bus these together. All right, next cut.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
All right, the music gives it away, I think. 888-302-3684. What's this movie for a swell prize? If you haven't won before on Movie Moments, hop to it. Here's the last clue.
What have I ever done to make you take this so disrespectful?
That made it really tough.
Yeah, right, exactly. There was also some people, imagine somebody thinking that's Rod Steiger. There were occasions when Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger would sound the same, don't you think, Chucker?
I should have. I guess they could. Rod Steiger. He's a pretty good actor. He's a very good actor, actually.
Right. All right. So let's see here. From Law & Order Criminal Intent, Vincent D'Onofrio is going to play Robert Downey Jr.'s brother in a dramedy called The Judge. What do you know about that? Anything?
I don't know much about it.
Really? It looks like an interesting...
The only thing I know is Robert Downey Jr. can pretty much do whatever he wants in the business. The trailer to Iron Man 3 actually looks really good.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was more violent than I wanted to see.
You know, I just want to point out, speaking of violence, I was one episode behind on the Fox show The Following with Kevin Bacon.
Right. Yeah.
The episode before last, I'm 47 years old, I've watched TV for a long time. I have never, ever seen such a violent, almost sadistic program on network television.
I have no interest in watching it at all. None. Because of Richard.
I like the show, but there was one sequence with a spear gun at a restaurant 2 episodes ago that I almost fell off the couch. I could not believe that got aired on network television. Right. It was just stunningly violent.
I'm not being hypocritical. I like the show, but
it is, they have really pushed the envelope unlike anything I've seen on network television before.
Yeah. What do you know about?
Which is going to open up the gate for other networks.
See,
because a lot of the other networks want to go violent.
I don't think it'll work because the violence is being. Well, we've talked about this how many times at the movie theater. The three last violent: the Sylvester Stallone movie, the Jason Statham movie, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, all bombed here because of the resistance to that kind of violence on film. So why would a television show work?
It opened at 9 million viewers. It held steady, and now it's down to about 7. So we'll see where it goes. But I have to believe they're turning off at least partial.
I wouldn't see it. I have no interest in seeing it. I like Kevin Bacon ever since the days of, he was in Top Gun, wasn't he? Was that where he was first visible?
Footloose.
But other than that, Matt, no interest whatsoever. All right, what else do you have for us in movie news?
One bit of news, director Roland Emmerich gave an update on the Independence Day sequel, says that it's definitely going to happen. It takes place 20 years after the original. Bill Pullman, who played the president in the original, will definitely be involved. There's 2 scripts being currently rewritten, and I have a feeling one script will have Will Smith, one will not, depending on his availability and how much he wants to do it. But he says it's going to happen. I'm glad because I love Independence Day, which came out.
Very good movie. So you said Pullman comes back again?
That's what the director says. He's definitely coming back in both scripts.
So how would you bring him in though under the circumstances? President only lasts 8 years.
Yeah, but they'll bring him under advisor or something like that.
Janice is in Gardner, Massachusetts. Hi, Janice. How are you doing? Welcome to Good Day.
Good. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you for asking. What's the name of the movie?
The Godfather.
It is. Do you remember which one?
The first one, the original.
Yep. Chucker says, yes, that means you get the prize. Good job, Janice. Hold on just a second. And I think Michael will talk to you about what we're going to do. Thanks to everybody else for dialing in. I think pretty much everybody had a Godfather. She was the first caller in, so she gets the prize. And Chucker's prize is to come back tomorrow here, same time as it were, on Good Day, 59 past the hour now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.